Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 46 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Praying According to His Will. Robert Law said, "Prayer is a mighty instrument, not for getting man's will done in heaven, but for getting God's will done on earth." George Mueller said, "Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It is laying hold of God's willingness." Our text today is 1 John 5:14-15. "And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him." 1 John 5:14-15, if not taken in context, can lead to a dangerous misinterpretation of Scripture. Some false teachers have taken these verses to mean that God will do whatever you ask for in prayer. This is a grievous misunderstanding and misrepresentation of John's teaching here. These two verses are intricately connected to the surrounding verses and to John's other teachings on prayer. The "and" to begin verse 14 connects back to verse 13, where John states, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Just as believers can know that they have eternal life, they can know that God answers prayers. Brian Harbour reveals how 1 John 5:14-15 relates to John's other writings on the requirements of prayer. We find some conditions for answered prayer in the Johannine writings. We must ask in His name, according to John 14:14. We must abide in Him, and His words must abide in us, according to John 15:7. We must keep His commandments, according to 1 John 3:22. And, in our text for today, we must ask in according with His will. Within those given conditions, we know that God answers prayer. When God's children open their lives to God in prayer, God hears and answers those prayers. So, the key words in 1 John 5:14-15 are, "If we ask anything according to His will." David Guzik expounds on these words. God would have us ask according to His will. It's easy for us to only be concerned with our will before God and to have a fatalistic view regarding His will. He will accomplish His will with or without my prayers anyway, won't He? But God wants us to see and discern His will through His word and to pray His will into action. When John wrote this, John may have had Jesus' own words in mind, which he recorded in John 15:7. "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be done for you." When we abide in Jesus, living in Him daily, day by day, then our will becomes more and more aligned with His will, and we can ask what you desire, and more be asking according to His will. Then we see answered prayer. John writes these words in the last half of verse 15. "We know that we have the requests that we asked of Him." Warren Wiersbe gives profound insight into this statement. John does not write, "We shall have the requests," but "we know that we have the requests." The verb is present tense. We may not see the answer to a prayer immediately, but we have inner confidence that God has answered. Here are some questions to consider today. Have you seen these verses taken out of context? In what ways? Why is your abiding in Christ so foundational to praying His will? How can these verses give you confidence that God does indeed answer prayer? How can 1 John 5:14-15 strengthen your desire to draw closer to Him? So glad you could join us today. Have a blessed day.